Thank you so much to all our cherubs. Oh my goodness, in the 2 years of COVID, you all grew so much. Can you stop growing, please? Anybody else vote the kids stop growing? And thank you to our chancel choir. What a treat to have you back singing this morning and to be bringing praise and joy into this place. And now at this time, I bring to us our joys and concerns that have been brought in. And this one I'm going to try to get correct, Lumi. So prayers for Cyril and Obscena, Raman, and family that will be going on June 30th with Lumi Obscena and will travel to Canada on July 1st. Where's Lumi? Did I get this correct? Lumi, where are you? Oh, did I get that correct? All of you are traveling together? No, I didn't get it correct. Are you traveling to Canada on July 1st? Yes, so safe travels for Lumi and for family, yes? All right, we're doing better. So for the Raman family and for Lumi and her travels, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. The second is coming in from Terry Haas, who would like to lift up prayers for her Uncle Ted, that is her mom Nola's brother. He has been in the hospital for 5 days with internal bleeding, and the doctors are going to be trying another procedure to see if they can bring it under control. And so for Uncle Ted and for the doctors as they work to treat him, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I would also like to give thanks this morning in our worship, where is it? That we have our flower offering today given by the Manthe family in honor of Pastor Stacy's loving ministry. And so for our flowers this morning from the Manthes, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And then I didn't get to lift it last week, so I'm going to lift it for a second time today, but a congratulations to Aimee and Kyle on their wedding last Saturday and their 1 week anniversary that they had yesterday. You can clap for them. And then to celebrate their anniversary yesterday, I was able to officiate the wedding for Jeremy and Henry McFarland, who are sitting in the back. And so Jeremy, that we know as Ratcliffe, Jeremy and Henry, congratulations. Also, this just in. Hot off the wire, thank you to Florence Garcia for providing our lunch today. And so thank you, Florence, for lunch today. And with that, I invite us to go to God in prayer this morning. Will you pray with me? Holy Creator, here we are gathered in your holy house to sing our songs of praise to you, to be in fellowship and worship with one another, to be able to give you our prayers, pouring out our hearts to you, emptying them of our cares and worries, and inviting you to fill that empty space with your Holy Spirit that brings us comfort and peace, that brings us healing, and most of all, brings us your love and the joy that comes with it. This morning, we pray that you will hear all of our requests to you, the ones that we have lifted aloud and the ones that still reside upon our hearts. Send your Holy Spirit to each of these. Touch their lives to know that you are traveling this journey with them, that they are not alone, but that you are right there walking with them. And we pray that you be with us this morning as we work through this time of transition, Lord. And we know we as human beings do not find change easy, but fortunately we have you to carry us through it. Help us in our sadness. Help us with our anxiety and ready us for what is to come, knowing that we are in your hands and that you have a plan for us. For Lord, we pray all of this to you, our mighty God and our Holy Savior, as we give to you together as a community of believers, your prayer taught to us by your Son, Jesus Christ, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now a special peace with messengers.